Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It starts with, okay, hear me out.
Oh, I'm hearing.
This involves kids' coaches, kids' sports. She sent us a letter and she said, okay, so hear me out. I got indefinitely suspended from my kids' football. So this is...
indefinitely, you got banned. Got it.
You got banned.
You got banned.
She says, so this is the story. The coaches on my kids' teams are emotionally abusive. They yell, they cuss at the kids, they get in their faces. Mm-hmm. And I got really sick of it one day, so I started yelling at them at the game because of how abusive they were being. Mm-hmm. So I decided to put a picture of the scoreboard on my social media, basically calling the coaches out. Yeah, I know it was petty. I told you this is a good one. So because of that, the president of the board suspended me indefinitely due to someone sending it to him after I posted it. Am I the jerk for saying anything at the game? FYI, he's probably going to hear this and I'll be banned for life. LOL. Please don't use my real name. I won't. And then she adds at the end, one last thing. He only sent me an email telling me the violation. I emailed him back asking him why he never called to talk to me about the situation, and he never responded.
He probably knew how you was going to react. So he said, you know what? This is already okay. Done. I'm going to wash my hands and just send it. That's
this
what he
is why
thinking.
I was dying and scared of this one all at once because you played football.
Yeah.
And I know how much hazing goes on in sports and boys' sports,
sure.
And it is not okay.
I get
and
it.
We turn our head, and I didn't realize it until my sister had a son in sports, and she was like, hold on. The stuff they're doing to each other in locker rooms is unacceptable.
See, but,
and I'm like, okay, but that's locker room.
Hold on,
this
though.
Is
hazing,
on the field.
Yeah, the hazing happens between the athlete to athlete. There
not
isn't
the
hazing
coaches.
Coach to athlete.
True, true.
And the way a coach talks to a player is drastically different than
yeah.
in most scenarios. Most
okay.
parents might feel a little sensitive about the way your coach is going to talk to a player. Because mm-hmm. in that instance, they are in a different mode. Hate to say it, but without knowing how old this kid is.
You're going to say not the jerk. I knew it.
What?
Are you going to say not the jerk?
No, this mom is the jerk for wilding out.
Right, right,
she
right.
She is the jerk for
and
wilding
not,
out on the
yeah.
coaches.
Yeah,
the
I don't.
The coach
I got her
has,
back.
You, in this moment, said, I give you control and reign over my mm-hmm. child because they're playing this team sport with the team. They're not only yelling at your kid. They're yelling at all the
all
kids.
All the kids.
Maybe they were getting blown out and the score was terrible. Now, coach is going, y'all aren't doing the right things, man. As a coach, as a leader, as the man that's set in charge, he's going to be bothered. Do you get to feel the way you want to feel about about how they're talking to your kid.
She posted on Facebook with the scoreboard going off on the coaches and how they yell at the kids.
But you address that on the side with that coach later after the game. Mm-hmm. Once that clock is done, everything says zero and he's back to being your baby. Because I get that that will always be your child, but you gave that man reign over your kid once he put that helmet and them pads on.
Well, you are. There is something interesting here. She says, I got sick and tired of the yelling and the cussing at the kids and getting in their faces. So I started yelling at them at the game because of how abusive they were being. So, yeah, I don't hear anywhere that you actually reached out to the coaches to go, I don't like the way you're talking. She just saw them doing it in real time and lost
and reacted real time.
And went, oh, you're not going to talk to my kid like that.
Now, had the coach been yoking these kids up, pushing them, pulling them, throwing them around like, you guys suck, bleep, bleep, bleep. All right, that's different. Now, yeah, me and my boy, we getting up out of here because you ain't going to treat my kid like that.
Well, but screaming at kids could be considered abusive. Screaming is, I know, this is where it gets weird because you're going to say weird. In sports, that's what they do. I'm like, yeah, but screaming at kids, cussing at them would never be acceptable in a school if these are kids.
It's not a school. It isn't a school. It's a different setting, and sports are a different environment. Football in particular is more a barbaric sport than most, where yelling promotes that energy that you need to go ahead and crack somebody. You're trying to fire your guys up. I'm not looking to defend what be considered abuse outside of the realm of football.
Yeah.
But you put them pads on, you put a helmet on, you're ready to crack somebody, you're not going to feel really active when somebody's going to say, great job, little Timmy. Somebody's going to go, let's go, little Timmy, let's go.
That's a then fair assessment. Like, that is one thing she needs to think of. She's got her kid in one of the most barbaric sports that we have. Where they just ram into each other. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, you're right.
You
you're
want coach to go, great job,
you chose
bud.
A sport that was pretty... People are getting concussions for years and years from it. We know this. We know it's a violent sport. So, like, you're choosing that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's your choice. But then, yeah, I do actually receive what you're saying. It is a rough sport. So, of course, they're going to be rough.
He's not putting his hands on these kids unless she didn't say that. That's a different story.
I don't think you have to put your... It can be abusive with the way they're talking to them. It's emotional abuse. We know that now. We didn't used to say it was emotional abuse. Our parents emotionally abused us, and we just turned the cheek, and we thought it was normal. And now we know that you can't treat people that way. But she shouldn't.
I'm not saying I don't have some ill thoughts or feelings about some of the ways my coaches have talked to me coming up. But I in no way, shape, or form have taken that with me in my life and how I treat people or how I talk to people or how I go about my day.
Yeah.
That's on the field, and I've always understood that that is on the field.
I love this text. They said, acting like a fool to call out other fools is jerky behavior.
That is a good text,
dog. Do better. You know what? That's true, but I don't want to do it. So
we don't got to.
Somebody said, she's the jerk. Has she never yelled at her kids? A mom's wrath is 1,000% worse than any coach. John in Germantown said, what is this, Varsity Blues? She's the jerk if she thinks her child is too soft. Then put them in music class. Oh, okay, you're not going to scream at my kids, you guys. Screw that. Some of you guys, I don't agree with DZ on this. I actually love it that she called out these coaches for talking to these kids that way, but I think she did it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the only jerky part. She might have found a better way than... Posting it on Facebook is as petitious as it gets.
And what was posting a scoreboard for? Were the kids losing that bad? Because then I would have been yelling at my kids too. Like if it's 40-0 and we getting goose egg, you gonna hear me using some words with my kids also.
Stop it. Okay, 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for calling out her kids' coaches? She has been suspended indefinitely because she lost it in the middle of the game and claims the coaches are yelling, cussing, and getting in their faces, and she got sick of it. And
it doesn't.
Sound, it on Facebook
it,
too.
It doesn't sound right the way that the coaches are talking to these kids. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm not saying it's justified, and I'm not saying it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody to get confused by that.
She did say, am I the jerk for saying anything at the game? And honestly, I would say yes about that.
We don't got to answer, do we?
No, we don't. Thank God. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Thank God.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She has to be anonymous. Fine. Don't use her real name. But she wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her kids' coaches. She claims at the football game they were being emotionally abusive, yelling, cussing at the kids, getting in their faces. She got sick of it. And she started yelling at them at the game because of how abusive they were being. And then she put a picture up of the scoreboard on Facebook. And then
said scoreboard.
Then she got banned indefinitely. So, yeah, let's just go to the phones. We don't have to answer this. Nope. Tiffany's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Tiffany.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, you going jerk or not the jerk for calling out the kids' coaches at the football game?
Man, us moms, we gotta stick together, not the jerk.
Come on.
She's with me. I don't know if she should have done it at the game, but I definitely have no problem with her talking to the coaches about talking to children like that. It's sure. Just because it was done in sports for years doesn't mean it's okay. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah. You know what? Like, any time that you can just see your kids not being treated right, and if you're in the presence of that, I mean, I can never fault the mom for getting emotional.
You want to toughen
maybe.
Them up, but you're also watching them get anxiety.
Yeah, for sure.
Basically built into their body now from the screaming that they're going to have. You don't realize how it all correlates.
But the real world isn't always going to talk to them in the warmest of ways.
It's not. But your coaches and your mentors 22. Don't have to talk to you like that. Your
but
mentors shouldn't.
In front
shouldn't.
Of me, you're not going to talk like that.
Prince, he said, you in private, that's do whatever fair. You want at practice, but during the game, you better talk nice to my boys. Okay?
Received, actually, Tiffany. That's a fair
I'll tell
medium.
You, at practice, when you're not around, the behavior is much different, and those kids act differently.
Yeah.
Game day is a different type of energy, man. And I'm sorry, I get it that you want somebody to treat your child and mentor your child the way you will, but us as parents, we know sometimes them kids be getting on your nerves.
Well, cussing at kids, though, is not representing your team good either as a coach.
That's true. Oh, that
you
is
look
true.
Like a crazy person on
true.
The field, so that's not good game behavior either, sportsmanship.
Also, you can be energized or mad without language.
Definitely. That kind of seems a little harsh.
What's that?
Yeah.
She said her being banned definitely seems a little harsh.
Well, I think they just don't want to deal with her mouth because she's got a mouth.
Or is it?
And she gets on Facebook and goes off and then, you know.
Is this not the first time she's, popped off maybe a little bit?
She went out and started yelling at the game. Then she went off on Facebook. That's why she got banned. I mean, it's no surprise.
It's not a secret.
I do. I stand with you, Tiffany. If I see someone talking to my kid like that, it's on, dude.
You want to protect your baby.
It's on.
I don't disagree.
Even if it's football or whatever, like, come on. You can scream at them, but my God.
Do you got to scream that loud?
You got to get in their face and cuss at them?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I'm following.
Give me anxiety, Allie.
That's what I'm saying, though. This is what puts anxiety in children. We don't realize this. The screaming, the yelling, these things we think are just normal and toughening them up are the things that cause anxiety, people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how, that's where it comes
from.
Well,
and as somebody that played football and other sports, sometimes the yelling did cause anxiety.
And you loved football.
But I loved it in every moment. And when I did good,
later in life, it gives them anxiety.
When I got the praise, it was nice because there was a catch-22 of moments where coach would be like, you're doing the wrong dang thing, and then go, DZ, don't stop doing that. That was perfect. You know what I'm saying? So it's a really fine line that you cross, and those kids should understand that relationship with that coach. Because when they're doing good, when they're doing what they're supposed to, bet. When they're not, you might have to check
them. I wish we knew how old they were, but we don't. Either way,
they're not in high school. I'll tell you that. They got to be middle school at the most, because they were out there somewhere on a Sunday, and mom had the time to post a picture.
Well, thank you for calling, Tiffany. We got to go to our next
love
one, okay?
You guys.
Love you
have
back.
A good day.
Bye.
Love you, too. Let me see if she sent us any more messages since we've been, because she had written this
I'm
one
I'm so
in.
Fired up about this for no reason, bro.
Let's go to Jessica in Watertown. I told you it was going to be a hot one, dude.
It really is,
I knew it would, because you played football. So I'm like, this is going to be tough for a lot of people.
Now I got to hit somebody.
No, you don't. See what you learned in football? No, you don't. Jessica, good morning. Hey, girl. She's in Watertown. Jerk or not the jerk for what the mom did calling out the kids' coaches?
I say she's the jerk. I have to agree with DZ on what he said, only because this year, my son, he's in sixth grade. He started playing football for the first time this year.
Okay.
And it really took a lot, because I wholeheartedly get where the mom's coming from. Like, you don't talk to my kids like that.
Sure.
Totally, hands down, don't talk to my kids like that. But it took a lot of talking to other parents because, my son has a very hot temper. Mm. My oldest son has a very hot temper.
Okay.
And there was multiple games where I could see him getting pissed off about something the coaches were doing or they weren't playing him or whatever it was. But it took a lot in me to realize, like what DZ said, it's different.
Okay, fine. So she did write back. She did send more messages that I forgot. She wrote at the bottom. She said, I also work in mental health and silence never helped anyone. She said, before I forget, they also got suspended for yelling at the coaches. So there's that too. And I said, who got suspended? The coaches? And she said, no, I did. The coaches did not. And the referees gave the coaches a 15-yard penalty for the coaches got a penalty for yelling at the kids. kids.
Oh, did they? So the kid, also the coach was over yelling clearly.
So, okay, I'm just reading this was an unread message from her since she had sent this in. Okay.
This is a revelation, yo. Asked, this is a revelation.
Okay, we're coming. So the coaches
got a little bit.
So then the coaches are a little aggressive. Mm-hmm. Out there getting
little
penalties
maybe
from
maybe a little too much. Yes. Well, if the coach is getting a penalty for yelling, the coach is doing too much. Yes, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Well,
that means the officials of the game have decided you are doing too much, coach. Chill.
But at the same time, Jessica's saying, I have a kid in football, and I understand that there is a culture.
I totally get it. And the thing is, I will say, when my son started football, it wasn't a good experience for him. He contemplated if he wanted to stop, if he even wanted to continue playing. But as the season went on, it clicked.
Yeah.
It clicked with him.
It takes a little bit.
And it was like the aggressiveness, I guess you could say, the coaches were putting towards him. It helped him
channel it.
Yes, absolutely. It was
Trust me, I get it. Yes.
Listen to this. You know, somebody texted
totally
in and said,
different.
Another hot topic of mine. I played sports all my life and specifically soccer. I'm 34 and I still have a lot of stress and anxiety from coaches yelling at me constantly all the way up through college soccer. And I feel like this is also why I'm an anxious person. And I'm so hard on myself in everyday life. I could go on and on, but I agree. This topic has me on one.
You got to perform. And yeah, maybe that's why I'm so animated, because it's like, yeah, you got to perform. You got to perform.
Yeah.
When you're on the court, when you're on the field, when you're on the pitch, when you're on the whatever, you gotta be that person. And then you get off, and you're like, okay, now I'm being regular, and now, you know, my mom's gonna be mad because the coach was yelling at me.
Somebody said, even a bigger jerk after reading that message. The officials did their job. She needs to shut it, dude. It goes back to that. It's in front of me, and I'm watching my kid, and it's bad. Now it's on.
But then you got to have a face to face later and go, that was not cool.
Exactly.
You clearly got a penalty, in the game.
Pull them aside after the game during practice and say, listen, hey, I think you're doing a little too much.
Other people don't disagree.
Okay. Whoever said, Allie, stop talking over the people that don't agree with you. I'll talk as much as I want on our show. Go away. Okay?
It's Allie and DZ.
Goodbye.
Son.
Okay. And I'm going to defend myself. Bye. Okay.
That part.
Anyway.
Not for real though, Jessica. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we
bye.
Do.
Have a great
bye,
day.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Much love. Peace.
Love you. Oh, they just keep texting over and over. This person loves me. I should call them. We should call them.
Maybe they want to date you. They love you.
They must. All right, let's go to Roger in Milwaukee.
We're technically split, Brian. We're on one
for
real.
No, we're definitely split. 50-50. Is she the jerk for calling out the coaches at her kid's football game? Bring them
out, bring them out. Yo,
Roger!
good morning, Allie, DZ,
Milwaukee,
stand up. It's your boy.
R-O-G-E-R.
If you don't know, now you know.
Let's go.
Oh, Roger.
What up, Baba?
It's time to take out the trash. She's the jerk.
Oh, Roger!
Hearing everything added, hearing all the additions, hearing everything about the refs and the flags and all that, too?
Oh, yeah. Hey, check it out, man. It's a different culture. Wrestling,
doesn't mean
football,
it's okay, Roger!
No, I'm not saying, but...
Come on!
You have that option not to go, though.
That's
you already
true.
Know.
You have the option not to play.
Stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you have the option to... Either you're going to put your kid in this sport or not. You already know football and wrestling, gladiator sport.
Yep.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying, Allie, but I have to agree with DZ because I
it's a gladiator sport, but it's kids. I agree with DZ. Screw it. Yell at them all you want.
Not all you want.
You guys,
not
man?
All you want. And you're saying that we're
not
saying it's okay
want.
To yell. We haven't disagreed not once. It was just the wrong
time. Well, you said
time.
They could yell. They just said the cussing was too much. In
the coach
you
got
said
a flag?
They can get him amped up and yell.
Yes, he
you
should get him amped up. You don't play patty cake out there. It's not patty cake. It's football.
It ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Clearly.
My mom didn't watch me play football until I got to college. My mom never watched me wrestle, and I wrestled through middle school and high school. Why? Because she couldn't stand even the thought of me maybe getting hurt in her presence. She didn't do it. She did not stop me, but she didn't want to be in that presence or watch me do that, so she removed herself.
Carmen from West Dallas texted in and said, 4 kids in sports for 10 years plus. Refs will handle coaches. Coaches are volunteers. They're not always volunteers.
No,
they get
not
paid
always.
All the time in high schools and that's not true. Mm-hmm. They're volunteers sometimes, especially in some of these sports where people are paying thousands. Those coaches are getting paid.
By high school, they're teachers. Yeah, by high school, they're teachers. You know, middle school, elementary.
So maybe some do. It depends on the type. Are you in rec ball or are you in one that's paying a lot?
That part.
You know, so
travel ball is always paid.
Totally, totally. All right, well, then we're going not the jerk today, Roger.
No, she is the jerk.
Oh, she is the jerk.
She is the jerk.
Jessica and Roger said jerk. Okay, goodbye, Roger.
I love you, Allie.
No, I don't love you. Goodbye.
I got one more thing, Allie.
Roger.
Guess what?
What?
McRib is next week.
Goodbye, Roger. This guy, I can't.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Stand him sometimes as much as I love him. You miss it because you're never on Facebook. He goes on my Facebook all the time and writes, McRib's coming back, Allie. And it's become a whole thing on my Facebook.
Y'all brought me into the inside joke, bro.
Damn it. He's going to go write it right now. I can just feel it.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.